What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
BTSL back on the fan, continuing with your calls here, 888-808-1019. How about the possibility, BT, of Matthew Stafford being available? He played a heck of a game. I thought, hey, was he perfect? No, but still, in that spot, on the road against the better team, you know, the snow coming down, LA team, warm weather team. Stafford, I thought, was pretty good yesterday. Obviously, a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Would you look at him as an option for either the Jets or the Giants?
Not for the Giants, no. No, and at this point, I think if you're going to roll it back with a veteran, even though Stafford's younger than Rodgers, I would just come back with Rodgers for the Jets. I don't really love the timeline for Stafford with the Giants, and I'm a big Matthew Stafford fan. He could dissect, you know, a secondary. His arm talent is still tremendous.
Right.
I don't know how that fits the Giants, though, now.
I mean, you were saying you want to stop, but you got to have a quarterback. Who's it going to be?
Yeah, but what's he going to pay him?
I don't know. But so where's he going to go? Just to a team? I mean, he's older now anyway. You think he's going to be a final piece to a team? Again, the quarterback situation is so difficult.
Well, it's, you know,
because if you don't, you really want the next, you want a guy who's got the potential to be the franchise guy, not just a stopgap guy. I don't think the stopgap guys work long term. I feel like that's been proven before. Even with the Vikings, with Sam Darnold, like they're going to be more excited. Even though Darnold had tremendous success this year, the Vikings will be more excited about having J.J. McCarthy back next year and seeing what he can be. There's a good chance McCarthy in his first full season does not do what Sam did this year, but the hope is that eventually he could get better, I guess, in the bigger games and be better. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that McCarthy's going to go 15-2 next year.
Yeah,
no,
well,
or 14-3, whatever it was. No, I don't think so. I think you look for those individual flashes, maybe a little more poise with a game in the balance, and you know, maybe more signs of a higher ceiling early on. You know, I look at the Stafford thing. I look at Stafford and I say, well, I think he'd be a great fit in Pittsburgh. And by the way, who was it over the weekend? What team reached out? They were rebuffed for Tomlin.
Yeah.
Who was that again? I saw that. I'm forgetting right now.
It was Chicago. Wasn't it Chicago?
Yes, it was the Chicago Bears. Yes, so at least the Bears did what I was imploring the Jets to do, and hey, make them say no. You made the call. They said no. At least now you know you got your answer. You don't have to worry about maybe missing a very, very good coach. That's just what I wanted the Jets to do. At least I tip my cap to the Bears for doing it. Now, where can I see Stafford going? Again, I don't think it makes much sense for the Giants.
I like the Steelers there. But still, if from a Steelers perspective, BT, would you go down that road? Like, I know from an outside perspective, it's like, oh, well, the Steelers are always close to winning. Yeah, why not a veteran quarterback go there? People were putting Rodgers there, like the same formula. Mm-hmm. But if you're a fan of the Steelers, aren't you like, hey, enough's enough. I want a real, a young quarterback with the potential to be that guy.
I think they would probably feel that way about Rodgers. I think they'd feel that less about Stafford. I mean, I can't read their minds, but Stafford's a couple of years younger. So
you think they can win a Super Bowl with either Stafford or Rodgers next year? The Steelers?
Probably not.
So then, that's what I'm saying. So then, why bother?
Yeah, but I don't know that they're thinking that way, you know. And if they're not, then there's your answer. I mean, where else could he fit? He could fit for the Colts. He could. I mean, obviously, Titans need a quarterback, but he's not going there. They're not good. You know. I mean, the Panthers. Bryce Young actually showed some real signs. Maybe the Saints.
Yeah.
Maybe the Saints.
They still got Carr under contract, but who knows?
They do, and I feel like Kelly Stafford, who's very involved in the media, I can see her embracing a place like New Orleans. Not Tampa. Baker's their guy now. Denver's set with their young player, Bo Nix, not Kansas City, and not the Raiders at this point, not the Chargers, not the Cardinals. I mean, how about this? What about the Niners? We think about Rodgers. Maybe they don't settle this Purdy stuff. Maybe Rodgers to the Niners.
Yeah.
Why not Stafford?
Yeah, and I do feel like the Niners at least would have a chance to win the Super Bowl.
Me too.
More so than the Steelers. Maybe it's just NFC. Maybe it's just feeling like the Niners would be better off. You know, it's weird, man. You look around at the league. Tell me the quarterback situations that you unequivocally feel good about in the NFL moving forward.
All right, you ready? I'll do this very quick.
Like, not like, okay, they're in a good spot. Like, even I'm just looking through the teams here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned Bryce Young or the Falcons with Penix. Like, I think those are exciting spots.
Possibilities.
With with some potential. Hoff just said something in my ear there. We get some breaking news. What do you got, Hoff?
Yes, we do. There was the Blue Jays signed somebody.
Who?
Anthony Santander.
They did.
Yes.
Wow.
How many years?
I was going to say short one, long one, 4 years.
Doesn't say an agreement yet on
who
on
has
the,
it?
Morosi.
All right.
Morosi with the Blue Jays.
That means he's going to the Pirates.
Yeah, are we sure it happened? I mean, Ohtani.
Hey, listen.
All right, so wait.
Give him credit.
He said Blue Jays signed Santander. We have no idea about how
nothing
many years.
No years, no nothing. Even Heyman supporting it, but there's no years. There's no details.
Good job, Hoff. Do we think that this maybe fuels more of the Vladdy trade, or maybe they just try to go and get Pete now and just go all in and say, let's try to do something here?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. So forget Vladdy for a second.
Yeah.
How do you think that this impacts the Pete Alonso pursuit?
I don't think it dissuades them from doing. Like, they have been trying to give money away for years, and they really only have two really, really, really good sticks. And I like Santander. I didn't want him for the Yanks. I don't love him for the Mets either. So I'm not going to start saying, oh, he's amazing. He can hit some home runs, hit 235, 240, can't run, average fielder. Switch hitter with pop. Okay, there's value there for sure. Now, if you bring a Pete, now, and you put Vladdy at third. I don't even know if Vlad would be amenable to that. But if you have Alonso at first base for Toronto.
Or who's their DH? I don't know the Blue Jays roster here.
But think about this, Pete. Sal, if you have Pete at first base, you have Vladdy at third and Santander in the outfield along with, you know, Bichette and, you know, one or two other decent players. Like, that suddenly, that could be the second best team in the American League East. The Orioles have done nothing.
Yeah, Red Sox got to do more. They need to go get Bregman. Hoff, what were you saying before about the pursuit of Sasaki? You were saying that they
So they sent three players to go recruit Roki Sasaki.
The Blue Jays did.
Do you want to guess the three players that they sent?
Oh, this is what you asked me when I left. Yeah, I said save it for the air.
Yeah, so go
ahead. It's obviously funny slash weird.
Do you want to guess real quick?
Let's take a guess. Hold on a sec. Do they have to? I'm guessing that they weren't all Japanese.
I'm going to guess. Well, Kikuchi's got to be one.
No.
Okay.
I'm saying no. That Vlad, and to me, that would be telling if Vlad was not one. If he was one, then that would be a better sign.
Joe Carter? Like, are we going down memory lane here?
No, it's on the current roster.
Oh, he's on the current roster. Oh, what do you got?
Bo Bichette.
Right.
Okay. Chad Green.
Okay.
Dalton Varsho.
That's what they thought was going to get, Roki Sasaki.
They sent them to Japan?
They said they were part of the recruiting process for Roki Sasaki.
What?
Yes.
Toronto, what are they doing?
I don't know.
We have no info on where or what they expect Santander to be. Like, meaning if he's... I want to know two things, obviously. How it impacts Pete Alonso / Vlad Guerrero. Because if the Blue Jays are now out on Alonso, and again, we don't know. We're just going through hypotheticals
here. My guess is they're not, but yep.
Well, if they're not, and I could understand you saying that, but then where would Pete play?
First base. Put Vladdy third.
Then I'm going to move Vlad to third.
I don't know. Maybe you just get him in here and you have Pete DH. Pete plays first twice a week.
So is Pete going to go be a DH
now? If nobody else offers a deal, he's got to go play somewhere.
Or is the interest in Pete as maybe a backup saying that, man, we're going to look at
trade Vlad. That could be possible. Both are potential possibilities.
Right. And we know that the primary goal of the Blue Jays, at least it's reported, that they want to extend Vlad Jr.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're trying to extend him, and he doesn't want to do it,
yep.
Then at some point they're going to say, okay, he's not coming. We got Santander. Let's trade Vlad, maybe bring in Pete. I don't know. I'm trying to go through the...
I think that you're spot on in terms of how you kind of weigh this. I also, and I know that we just asked you, we don't know yet, I need to know, which will further shape my opinion, is it a one-year deal for a good AAV, or is it like 3-4 years? If it's 1 year, they very well might be saying, hey, bring him in for a year. You know, maybe we just go nuts. We get Pete 1 year with a player option for year two with a high AAV, and we have a really fun season, and we convince Vladdy to stay.
Right.
That could be one possibility.
I have one rumor here, but I don't like trust a source.
Well, what do you have rumor about?
Ari Alexander, he's like a reporter from somewhere out in Mizzou. Or he's a Mizzou lump. Well, whatever. 5-year deal, they say. But no money yet. Still
five
has
a, years?
Yeah.
Sports anchor, reporter.
Mizzou, yeah, Missouri's a good journalism school, too. So it wouldn't surprise me.
Followers, verified.
I mean, 5 years for Santander is, for a switch hitter, I wouldn't do it. But it's not nuts. And quite frankly, for Toronto to finally get somebody to take their money, they probably had to tack on an extra year.
5 years for
Santander. I mean, I definitely wouldn't. I wouldn't give him three.
I mean, all right, if money's not going to be an issue, and we'll see. I'm just reading another one. Melanie Newman, who was with Baltimore, so she'll know Santander. Santander was pretty proactive in how he trained in the off-field around Toronto series due to the harder turf that he plays on. Always gravitated toward places like Houston, blah, 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 Rogers Center, at least his home. Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know. I'm fascinated to see where they're going to play him and what this means now for their next move. Does this mean they continue to try to go? Like, if they got Sasaki and Santander, then I'd be like, all right, well, the Blue Jays are in play, and they're going to at least keep Vlad to the deadline to see where they're at.
Yep.
I don't think this move in isolation means anything for Vlad. It might mean more for Pete. We just got to determine definitively how much the contract is and where he's going to play.
Yeah.
And then I think, you know, then Vlad will decide maybe Pete, unless Pete would be amenable to being the DH.
The more I think about this, I feel like they are doing this with the intentions of not trading Vlad now. Give it a swing.
Right.
That's my gut right, now, then, the more I think about this.
Fine. And then what does that mean for Pete? Because Pete might end up without a chair.
Meaning, I think Pete could still be in play for Toronto. Meaning, I think that they are. Listen.
Well, what if it's not, then? Could he still be in play for the Mets, is kind of what I was getting at.
I feel like that ship has sailed.
Me too, but think about it. If there are no teams, like, you think, okay, well, maybe Toronto looks promising, and then Boris is trying to milk them, and then they can't come to an agreement, and all of a sudden, they're like, you know what, we're going to go get Santander, and we're going to keep Vlad for now, and Pete maybe doesn't want to go be DH. I'm not saying there aren't any other teams, but, like, that was the one that we thought, hey, Blue Jays might be a realistic possibility.
Yes.
Because it was the first legit, like, report other than the Mets that we heard.
We heard Seattle, maybe, never got an offer. Yeah, they need some offense. That never materialized. Yeah. I meant to share this with you earlier, although it's much more pertinent now. So I'm at the St. John's Seton Hall game on Saturday, and I see Gary Cohen.
Oh.
The Seton Hall.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, look how you perked up.
Yeah, I love Gary.
Yeah, no, Gary's great. Yeah. Gary's great.
You said hello and all that?
Of course. Okay. I've seen him for 20 years doing these games. I always say hi to him. I always make a little small talk. Gary's good.
Yeah.
And I said, how many? We're in the press room. We're sitting there. I don't want to jump
in. You went up to him?
He was walking by and he waved. And many years I go up to him. And if he sees me first, he says hi. Absolutely. Very cordial. I like Gary. And
I'd be intimidated myself.
But you said that last time. I don't know why.
I know. Well, I just...
Yeah. Intimidated over what?
I don't know. I'm insecure. Okay, good.
All right. So I said, dude, how many people are going to ask you about Pete tonight, right?
Yeah, right.
I'm like, get ready. He's like, how many people are going to be crying that he left? And we were talking about a few things, like, very quick again. I was eating. He was walking. And as he was walking away, he says, he's not gone yet. And then he said, price keeps going down.
Right. That's kind of what I'm saying.
I got you. Is that more hope? I mean, I don't know.
It's not like the Mets didn't offer him a deal or a fair. I thought it was a fair market deal. I said before, we said this on Friday, I don't think he's going to get a better deal elsewhere.
He's not.
So if another team comes off the table, and again, I don't know. I'm trying to look up right now the Blue Jays roster and the projected team, but of course I can't do it because it's these websites are ridiculous. But anyway, I'd be curious to see how, if we get more details on the Santander stuff. And by the way, we're getting close. Like, it's 3 weeks from today, pitchers and catchers report for the Mets. Like, if Pete wants to start playing, he's going to have a deal, you would think, somewhere.
I just hope Pete stay in shape. He doesn't have the kind of body where if he has a lazy offseason, I mean, that's the kind of thing that's going to take him 2 months to get back into shape.
He's been working out with Sean Manaea. They had some videos there.
I saw that. How's he look, though?
I mean, he looked fine to me. I mean, yeah, looked like Pete.
Just not as good as Derek's hands, of course.
Yeah, you stop with hands. It.
Yeah, you're the one who told us.
Yeah. I wasn't marveling at the hands.
I know you are. Where have they been? More. You missed that the other day. Free Odyssey app. Just find the segment, Jessica Alba, Cheater.
BT and Sal on the field. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. 888-808-1019.
All right. T.O. of 2025 in style. And by the way, Hoff whispered in my ear. He says he's got a question about Pete. So I want to let you do that. We'll do that coming up next. I'm very curious. Hopefully it's not a dumb one. Is it a good one? Or is it a dopey one?
It's a really good thought out question.
Looking forward to that.
And we'll get back to the quarterback conversation, too. We pause that. We'll get back to that in a little bit.
100%.